Chapter 16. And he went also to Derbe and to Lystra. And a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a Jewish that believed, but his father was a Greek. The same was well reported of by the believers that were at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, and took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those places, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. And as they went on their way through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which had been determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily. And they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And when they came to the border of Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There was a man of Macedonia standing, urging him and saying, "Come into Macedonia and help us." And when he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Preaching and an earthquake in Philippi. Setting sail, therefore, from Troas, we made a straight course to Samothrace, and the day following to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a city of Macedonia, the first of the district, a Roman colony, and we stayed in this city for some days. And on the Sabbath day we went outside the gate by a river, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women that had gathered. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple in the city of Thyatira, one that worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened to give heed to the things which were spoken by Paul. And when she was baptized and her household, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and stay." So she persuaded us. And it came to pass, as we were going to the place of prayer, that a certain slave girl met us, who had a spirit by which she predicted the future, and who brought her masters much gain by fortune-telling. The same, following after Paul and us, was crying out, saying, "These men are servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to you the way of salvation." And this she did for many days. But Paul, being greatly disturbed by it, turned and said to the Spirit, "I order you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very moment. But when her masters saw that the hope of their gain was gone, they laid hold of Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the rulers. And when they had brought them to the magistrates, they said, "These men, being Jews, are disturbing our city and advocating customs which it is not lawful for us to receive or to observe, being Romans." And the crowd rose up together against them, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they threw them into prison, ordering the jailer to guard them carefully. Having received this order, he put them in the inner prison and fastened their feet in shackles. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were unfastened. And the jailer, being roused out of sleep and seeing the prison doors open, drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And he called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you shall be saved, you and your household. And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all that were in his household. And at that hour of the night he took them and washed their wounds. And immediately he and all his family were baptized. And he brought them into his house, set food before them, and rejoiced greatly with all his family, having believed in God. But when it was day, the magistrates sent their officers, saying, Let those men go. And the jailer reported the words to Paul, saying, The magistrates have sent word to let you go. Therefore come out and go in peace. But Paul said to him, They have beaten us publicly, uncondemned men that are Roman citizens, and have thrown us into prison. And now they want to throw us out secretly? No, let them come themselves and bring us out. And the officers reported these words to the magistrates, and they feared when they heard that they were Romans. And they came and pleaded with them. And when they had brought them out, they asked them to go away from the city. And they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the believers, they comforted them and departed.